Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the See You Sunday podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Jasmine, and I am so excited to be back on the podcast. It is a new year. And with it being a new year, we're doing things a little bit differently. So we are also now on YouTube in video form. This is something that I've been wanting to do for a while. It never really felt like the right time to add video form to the podcast. But with it being the new year, I figure what better time than now to start something fresh and to do things differently. If you are interested, with every podcast episode, I will link the video version in the show notes. I'm so excited to just continue showing up in new and different ways. So please bear with me while I figure out this new setup and kind of get used to filming and recording. Before we get right into it, Happy New Year, you guys. It is 2026. As you could tell by the title of this episode, I pretty much broke up with my old life last year, and that's kind of what I wanted to get into in this episode. I did briefly talk about all of the changes that I made in 2025 and just this uncomfortable phase that I was in of letting go of my old life, but my new life not quite being here yet and being like in this in-between space. And when I recorded that episode, I was very much still in the thick of it and going through the motions and navigating all of the feelings that comes when you choose to start your life over. And now that I'm a good 6 months in since breaking up with my old life, so to speak, I have a new perspective. There's so much I want to share and say. And if you are someone who is currently feeling unfulfilled in your life, maybe it's a specific area of your life, maybe it's your entire life, you know you're not happy, you know that there's more that you want for yourself, you're ready for change, you know that you can't continue doing the things that you're doing now and living the way that you're living, this episode is definitely for you. I was where you are 6 months ago, so girl, believe me when I say I get it. So in today's episode, I just want to share my journey of breaking up with my old life, hitting reset, starting over essentially, especially at 30. So I really hope that you enjoy this week's episode. I hope you enjoy this new setup that we're doing with filming the podcast. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So before we get into the bulk of today's episode, I wanted to share my Sunday sip of the week, which is basically my high and low from the week. My low from this last week is definitely my being in my luteal phase. I don't know what it is about this past month, but my luteal phase was luteal phasing. Okay, it nearly took me out this month. Your girl was struggling, but we made it through, thankfully. And my high from, I would say just since the start of the year, to be honest, is just starting a new year. This year feels different already, even though it just started. And it's not just because it's a new year. I truly feel like it's because of all of the background work that I've been doing to kind of prepare myself for a new life, essentially. And it feels like there's a shift in the air. And I know I'm not the only one who feels that. Okay, so let's get into today's conversation, my journey, my story with breaking up with my old life / starting my life over. First and foremost, I do not want to sit here and try to romanticize the concept of starting your life over, because as someone who has been there, done that, it is not easy. Social media specifically does a good job at romanticizing the idea of rebranding, restarting your life, starting over. And it's very glamorized and romanticized. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for romanticizing your life. The way that I would describe what that journey is like going through a breakup. When you go through a breakup, there are different emotions that come to play. There's grief, there's sadness, there's anger, there's confusion. Even if you broke up with someone who you know is not good for you, or it's not a good fit, they weren't a great person, that doesn't always mean that you're walking away from that situation feeling happy, at least not right away. And that's kind of how I would describe this journey of restarting my life in my 30s, hence why I titled this episode, I Broke Up With My Old Life, because it's a lot of those same feelings. Without a doubt in my mind, everything that I've let go of or anything that I've lost has been for my greater good. Two things can be true at once, right? You can know you're doing what's best for you, but that doesn't mean you're always going to be happy about it. And so I just want to be very crystal clear. I'm not romanticizing this journey. I'm not romanticizing this process, but I want to rewind a bit to last year, specifically 6 months ago last year, because that's when I really started this process of breaking up with my old life, even though in the moment I didn't realize that's what I was doing. And I've already talked about a lot of these things in previous episodes, so I don't want to get too into it in this episode, but for anyone who's listening for the first time, I just kind of want to reiterate what the last 6 months of my life has looked like. So 6 months ago, I found myself at a crossroads in my life where I knew what I was doing was not working for me and something had to change. Actually, a lot of things had to change, but I was at a point in my life where I felt so far away from myself. I felt so lost. Like, I didn't even recognize who I was anymore or the life that I was living. And it felt like I was living somebody else's life. I was just very, very unhappy with a lot of things. I lost my creative spark. I wasn't creating content. I wasn't showing up for myself. I wasn't showing up for my friends and my family because I was just struggling to get through the day. And I was kind of just existing. I don't know what exactly it was or if there was a specific moment, but I definitely reached a rock bottom moment where I knew something had to change, because what you're not changing, you're choosing. I am someone who has always had really big dreams for myself, for my life. I've never been afraid to take risks, to try new things. I've always had a vision for myself, and I've always been very determined in making that happen. But the thing about life is, sometimes life gets in the way of those dreams and those goals and those visions. We have jobs, mental health struggles, responsibilities, trying to balance our relationships, trying to show up for ourselves, bills. Like, there's so many things that we as adults have to deal with, not to mention just the state of the world as of like the last 5 years. It's a lot for most of us to carry. And somewhere along the way, I just got caught up in the day-to-day grind. As I focused on just trying to survive, I lost sight of the bigger vision that I've always had for myself. I lost sight of the goal. I was caught up in a world and a life that wasn't really me, that wasn't mine to have. And every day that I wasn't putting energy or intention into my goals, I could hear this little voice in my head screaming at me saying, "What are you doing right now? Why are you letting another day pass and you're not putting energy into what you really want? Why aren't you doing what you really want to do?" That was really hard for me because, for those of you who, again, are newer here, a few years ago, I was very much in my purpose. I was working on my dreams every single day. I would wake up feeling so fulfilled, so excited to create a beautiful life for myself, to go after my dreams, to get to do what I love. I just felt so lucky that at such a young age, I had found something in my life that truly made me happy in terms of like work and career. And somewhere along the way, I lost that. I stopped prioritizing my passion. I forgot about what my purpose in life was, and I got caught up in another life that wasn't mine. And so it was really hard going from, at one point in my life, being very fulfilled, feeling like I was on the right track, feeling like I was doing exactly what my heart was telling me to do, and I was just creating a beautiful life for myself, to one day waking up and looking around and not recognizing myself and not recognizing the life that I was living. And I kind of had a moment to myself where I was like, how did this happen? It felt like it happened out of nowhere. Like I said, sometimes life gets in the way. Life happens. Sometimes we're taken off course and we're sidetracked by other things. And if we aren't paying attention, if we are not careful, we may end up 5, 10, 15 years down the line, living a life that doesn't truly make us happy. Thankfully, though, I didn't let too much time pass where I was stuck in this life that wasn't making me happy. I was in it for about a good year. And after that year, I was like, okay, something has to change. This isn't working for me. But another pivotal thing that happened to me last year, which I, looking back now, I think was the catalyst to waking me up and igniting this change in my life, was that I turned 30 last year. Obviously, that's like a huge milestone. You're saying goodbye to your 20s, and 30s feels like the real adulthood. And when I turned 30, I definitely felt a lot of mixed emotions and different thoughts. On one hand, I was excited for a new decade. I was excited to be older and wiser and just know myself so much more. But on the other hand, where I was in life wasn't where I wanted to be. And that really instilled a lot of fear in me, because I think when you're in your 20s, it's socially acceptable to not have your life together, so to speak, because at least the way that I look at it, you know, when you're in your 20s, everyone's kind of figuring it out, right? You're figuring out for the first time who you are as an adult, what you want to do with your life. Everyone is also in like different stages in life as well. I feel like it's more normalized to not necessarily have your entire life together, and it feels like you have so much time to figure it out. But when I turned 30, I felt this panic kick in. Societal pressure definitely hit harder than I expected, and I started making decisions and acting from a place of fear rather than faith or alignment. I think many of us can relate to that. When we are in a mindset of fear, that can cause us to rush into things that are not right for us and say yes to things that we really shouldn't be saying yes to. Fear-driven decisions are exactly how we end up living lives that don't truly fulfill us. And if I'm honest, one of my biggest fears in life is being complacent in my own life and letting life just happen to me. So I've always made it a point to be super intentional with my life and my decisions, everything that I choose for myself. But again, sometimes plans change, sometimes life gets in the way, sometimes we give in to societal pressure. The things that I realized were not working for me, one, I realized the job that I was in was not emotionally fulfilling. And maybe I'll talk about this in like a separate podcast episode, because there's so much I want to talk about when it comes to this topic. But I have come to realize that I am not meant to have a traditional job, like a traditional 9-to-5. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Not everything is for everyone. You know, there are people who are super fulfilled and happy in their 9-to-5. But for me, that is not my path. And I have tried so many times to make that my path. I've gone back and forth with having my own business, being an entrepreneur, going back to a 9-to-5, and realizing that isn't for me. And that was one of the biggest things that was making me unhappy in my life. And so I think that is another sign if you are not on the right path, is if you're trying to force something to work and it's just not working, whether again it's a job or a relationship or a friendship, you can only try so much before it gets to a point where it's like, girl, clearly this isn't meant to be. So that was one of the things that was causing me a lot of distress. I wrote it down on my phone. The other thing was, where is it? This coincides with the whole job thing, but my daily routine and my daily life was not fulfilling for me. And it ties into like obviously my job, because your job takes up majority of your time and energy. And so the way my daily life was shaped was not one that was that made me the happiest, I guess. And then the last thing that was causing me a lot of distress is I was holding on to quite a few friendships that I knew I had outgrown, that I knew just were not right for me anymore. And that's not to say there was anything wrong with those friends. They just weren't a right fit for me anymore. And I think because I genuinely have so much love for those people and there's so many memories there, so many years invested, it was hard for me to come to terms with the fact that it wasn't working anymore. When it gets to that point where I feel like I can't be my authentic self, where I have to walk on eggshells, where I have to hide my true thoughts and feelings, that is my sign to go. So those, I would say, are the three main things that I was dealing with 6 months ago. What really encouraged me to actually make change, because it's one thing to know what isn't working for you, to know what you have to do, and then it's another thing to actually do that thing. And what encouraged me to actually make the changes that I needed to make in my life was just remembering who I am. And if you don't know who you are, or if you don't know what you want out of life, outside factors will fill in those gaps for you. And if you let outside factors fill in those gaps, you may find yourself living a life that isn't truly fulfilling. And I really just had to have that mental pep talk with myself and kind of hype myself up in a way and just be like, girl, what are you doing? Why are you working this job when you know you are bigger than this? You know you can do so much more than this. Or, you know, why are you letting these things slide? Why are you letting people treat you this way when you know you deserve better, when you know you're worth more? And I really had to remind myself who I am, because at the end of the day, you are the one living your life. You're the one that has to wake up every day and live your life. And what works for one person may not necessarily work for the next person. Your goals, your plans, how you live your life, how you choose to move, it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else except you. And so slowly I started making changes in my life. It started with quitting my job back in, I believe July is when I quit my job, put my 2 weeks in. And naively, I thought that once I quit my job, everything would magically get better. But what I didn't realize then was that quitting my job was just the first step in taking back my life and finding myself again. And it kind of just started from there. It was like making one decision after one decision that really led to starting my life over and being in this space that I am in now, which is a much, much better place mentally, spiritually, physically. I know you might be listening to this and thinking, why would I want to start my life over? That sounds very painful and uncomfortable, and I don't want to deal with that, and completely valid. But I would also like to ask you this question, and I actually wrote it down so I would not forget. But would you rather feel temporary discomfort from starting over, or a lifetime of discomfort, regrets, and what ifs from holding on out of fear? For me, that answer is very, very clear. And now that I'm 6 months into starting my life over, I kind of want to shed light on what life looks like now compared to 6 months ago. And just as a reminder, 6 months ago, your girl was burnt out, having mental breakdowns every other day, and that's not an exaggeration. No routine, unhealthy habits, feeling lonely, feeling lost, going through the motions every single day. Like, it was not a good time, okay? It was not a good time. 6 months later, I am now in a place where I'm definitely still rebuilding my life and getting back to myself. I'm definitely not at like 100%, but I think that takes time, you know? But I'm definitely in a much better place. I have definitely healed my nervous system. The survival mode that I was in 6 months ago, that took so much longer than expected. I really thought that once I quit my job, I would feel like myself again. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. I was so wrong. It was a journey getting back to myself. I have been able to fully recover from burnout, which was another thing that I was dealing with. And another thing that I thought, okay, once I quit my job, I'll be fine. No, it took a good 6 months to fully recover from the burnout that I was experiencing, which, if that tells you anything, I've also just gained so much clarity on my life and the direction that I want to go in and what I want out of my life. I'm now reconnecting with my passions again. I'm creating content again. I'm feeling creative again, and I'm finding my purpose again, and also rediscovering what that looks like as this new version of myself. Because before, I feel like my old purpose was very much tied into my old identities, and I no longer resonate with my old identities. And so I'm rediscovering what my purpose looks like now as this new version of myself, which is really exciting. And I just find that I'm aligning with the right people, with the right opportunities. One of my 2026 mantras, I have a few, but one of my 2026 mantras is, everything that I've lost or let go of is being replaced with better. And that's something that I tell myself every single day. Every single thing that I've lost or let go of is being replaced with better. And that comes in handy during those moments of self-doubts, when you feel lonely, when you are just questioning if you made the right decisions. I just tell myself that little mantra. And overall, 6 months into starting my life over, I am just so much happier. I feel like I'm living again and I'm not just existing in my life, which I could not say that 6 months ago. I really couldn't. And that in itself is worth all of the struggles that I've had to go through. And so that is my journey, my story on breaking up with my old life, starting over. And I'm so grateful for my support system during this time, because without that, I honestly don't know how I would have made it these last 6 months. And I'm so grateful to be in this place now and to be back and just feeling better. And to end off this week's podcast, of course, we have to end off with our journal prompt of the week. And my journal prompt for you this week is, what in my life am I choosing just because it's familiar? So I want you to think about the things in your life that maybe don't make you happy, you're not truly fulfilled with, you're wanting better, but you're choosing just out of comfort and familiarity. And may that inspire you to create some change in your life. But that is all I have to say for this week's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. Don't forget to rate and give the podcast a 5-star review so that more people can discover our little community. As always, I will see you Sunday.